It's not enough to say that my goal is to just quit porn for good and to abstain from porn for the rest of my life. Now, that is a good vision to have for yourself, but it's not actually a goal. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Alrighty, howdy folks, this video is about your goal when it comes to this nofap thing, this quitting porn thing. This is the goal that helped me annihilate porn from my habit almost more than 5 years ago now, after bringing porn into my marriage and after helping hundreds of guys beat porn and masturbation. This is what I have learned as to be the best goal to have, because it's not enough to say that my goal is to just quit porn for good and to abstain from porn for the rest of my life. Now, that is a good vision to have for yourself, but it's not actually a goal, because a good goal has to be something that is achievable. In other words, it's something that is tangible, and at some point you can say, hey, I've done it. I've achieved my goal. I'm doing it. And the issue with saying I'm going to abstain from porn for the rest of my life, I'm going to give it up for good, is because you'll never actually know, right? You'll actually never know if you have quit porn, unless you're about to die, I guess, in that situation, like you're a few minutes or seconds away from dying, and you can say, yes, I finally did it. I've beaten porn. And then your brain starts to get you back to it. It's like, come on, just one more time before you die. No, that's probably not going to happen. That's very, very unlikely. Okay, so I'm going to take you through a few stages and levels of goal creation when it comes to this nofap thing, right? And there's a reason that the first level of goal that I recommend for you guys is 30 days, okay? There's a reason for that. 1 month. It's because the studies about the brain and dopamine in particular and the neuroplasticity of your brain have shown that 4 weeks is generally speaking how long it takes, 4 weeks, for the dopamine hits, the dopamine floods to your brain to start to die down, right? So they specifically say that after 1 week of quitting, like if you go cold turkey, stop porn, the first week is usually when the dopamine starts to escalate. And then from there, it kind of levels off for about 3 weeks, generally speaking. And then after 3 weeks, after the first week, then it kind of starts to die down and those dopamine hits start to die down. In other words, this thing in your brain, this monster in your brain that's constantly trying to be fed and get you back to the original source of dopamine, right, which is watching porn and masturbating to that content, that desire starts to die down after 4 weeks total, okay? So basically after 28 days or 30 days, that's when you start to experience the benefits of not having porn in your life anymore. That's when you start to be more clear. That's when you start to gain a little more confidence that you can actually do this thing. That's when you can have a little taste of what it's like to not have porn in your life anymore. And the reason, guys, that most people don't even get past 30 days and experience any benefits of quitting porn is because they just can't get past 30 days. They just can't do it, or they haven't tried to do it and they haven't done it yet. And that's why an initial goal of I'm just going to abstain for 30 days so that I can have the confidence that I can do this. Because my friends, if you can quit porn for 30 days, you can quit porn for the rest of your life. Let me say that again. If you can do it for 30 days, you can quit porn for the rest of your life. No question. You don't ever, ever need to go back to it. You don't ever need to go back to porn after 30 days. All right. So that's the first level. The second level of quitting porn is you've got to stop counting days, right? And I know people like to count days, and I understand why, because you have to kind of give yourself the milestones and the confidence and the kind of victory that you have, right? And you can continue to do that if you want. But at a certain point, it becomes more of a vanity metric and kind of just a way to soothe your efforts and give yourself victory. But it actually can come to a point where it's more self-sabotaging and detrimental to your habit, because you start to get confidence and a little bit of cocky, and you start to say, oh, I've been doing this for 365 days. I've been doing it a lot longer than everyone else. Look how far along I am. But as soon as you say that, guess what happens? You start to have that, it's called adolescent egocentrism, which means basically that you think something's never gonna happen to you, and that's why it happens, because you thought it's never gonna happen to you. It's like the person who says, oh, I'm never ever gonna I'm never going to drink. You know, I'm not that guy that drinks. I'm never going to get drunk or something. And the person that says that is way more susceptible and likely to go to parties and to put themselves in dangerous situations because they believe they're never, ever going to drink. Guess what happens? That's exactly what happens because they think they're invincible. And when you think you're invincible from porn because you've been clean for X amount of days, you're going to go back to it. For sure, because your ego is tied to this idea of abstaining for a certain amount of days. Okay, so what I'm saying is after 30 days, you've got to just forget about it. You don't need to count anymore. And your new determination is, how do you maintain your footing at the top of this mountain, right? No, this is goal number two. This is level number two. Once you've climbed this mountain, you found yourself at the tip of this mountain, you try to figure out, how do I maintain my integrity and maintain my stance and my foothold at the top of this mountain? And when you're at the top of this mountain, you're living in full light of the sun and you cast no shadows. When you're living in full light of the sun, you cast no shadows in your life. You're living in full light of who the man you want to be. And when you're living like that, you don't need porn anymore. Okay. The thing is, however, where guys get tripped up is when you're there, it's very easy to slip down. It's a slippery slope. It's very easy to slip into the mud, into the ditch. And depending on how you respond to that little slip, you know, maybe you watch a YouTube video that is a little bit raunchy and you shouldn't have watched it. That's a micro slip. That's a micro decision. Or maybe you watch that TV show or that movie that you knew was sexual in content and you knew you shouldn't have watched it, but you watched it anyways. That's a micro slip, right? Or you've full on relapsed. You've watched porn, you masturbated, and you feel like garbage, right? That's a bigger slip. And that's your decision. Do you get back on the saddle and get to the top of the mountain again? Or do you keep on sliding down? And the fastest way to slide down is to keep relapsing and spiraling out of control. Into the next moment, you find yourself at the bottom of the mountain and you wonder how you got here. It's because you let your guard down, right? So your goal becomes, how do I keep my foothold, strong foothold at the top of this mountain at all times? All right? And so the answer to that is quite simple. You have to be every single day, make a decision to be the man that doesn't need porn anymore, to be a man of integrity and confidence that does not need more porn anymore, to tell yourself every single day, I am choosing to maintain my integrity. I am choosing to be this man at the top of this mountain that doesn't need porn anymore. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show. The thing where people get tripped up, and this is level 3, guys, it's not enough to just stand there at the top of the mountain and just try to beat porn, because as long as you're saying, I don't want porn in my life anymore, I'm going to be a man that doesn't need porn, guess what's happening? You're actually giving power to the porn. If you focus on the negative and don't replace your life and your whole being with something that's positive, you're always going to go back to porn. This is what I experience in my own life. And a lot of the guys that I work with is that if you give power to the porn, if you keep that in the forefront of your mind, if that's your entire purpose of being on this mountain, then you're just going to go back to it because it's the biggest thing that's consuming you in your mind, right? All right, so this is level 3, is once you've gotten to a place where you're good with porn, you're done with porn, you know that you don't need it anymore. Level 3 is to focus your attention on a positive. It's to focus your attention specifically on becoming the man that you want to do, that you want to be, and working on projects, activities, or passions, or mission, or purpose that really makes you come alive. This is your true purpose. This is your true reason why you're here. This is the thing that makes you come alive. This is the thing that you've been putting off for years because you weren't confident that you could do it. This is the thing that you are quitting porn for. This is the reason you're doing it, all right? And the reason you haven't been able to do it and start it is because you were at the bottom of the mountain and you weren't clear about what it was. But when you get out of the ditch, when you stop relapsing, living in shame, guilt, and hypocrisy, and you climb this mountain, then it becomes clear. The clouds are clear. You see clearly now because the clouds are gone and the sun is shining on you. And when you're at the top of the mountain, you become more clear about who you are supposed to be with your life, who you want to be, and what your mission and your purpose is. All right? This is your opportunity. This is when you grab onto something that is so enticing and so thrilling and so exciting that the artificial thrill, excitement, and enticement of porn disappears naturally because you don't need it anymore. For me, it's helping you guys. This is my mission. This is my purpose. I wasn't really fully able to put my whole heart into this until I was at the top of the mountain and I thought, man, there are billions of guys just like me who are at the bottom of this mountain, who are slipping in the mud, who are just full of shame and killing themselves over this habit and lost in the jungle. And I found myself at the top and I can help them. And I know I can. And I'm damn good at it. And I thought about that. I was like, man, this is my mission. I'm going to put my whole heart into this. So that's what I'm doing, right? So you've got to find your project, your thing, your North Star. And when you're at the top of your mountain, that North Star is clear. You can clearly see the star that is guiding you, that you, the, being the man that you want to be, okay? Who is the man you want to be? And if you're not clear on that yet, it's okay. Don't worry. It'll take time. 30 days. After 30 days, it'll become more clear. And after 90 days, it'll become way more clear. And from then on, you absolutely do not need porn anymore. But I really recommend after 30 days, you really start to change your perspective on what the goal of quitting porn is. It's not about removing a negative. It's about adding a positive so that the negative doesn't need to exist anymore. Dark cannot exist with light, okay? And if you add more light to your life, the darkness will disappear naturally. So what is that project? You can think of this analogy a little further, right? If your goal is to maintain your footing at all times at the top of this mountain, the best way to stay at the top of the mountain is what, guys? Is to make a house, is to make a foundation, is to build something that allows you to always live there comfortably with your friends, your family, your pets, whoever you want. And when you're living in that house, that's when you've created mastery. That's when you have porn mastery, guys. So in this analogy, what is that house? It's a project. You with me? It's a specific project or mission or activity or hobby that you're so intensely passionate about, that you feel like is the only thing that you can do in this world. It's what you're put here to do, and it's what makes you come alive. And it can be as complicated and intense as wanting to change the world through quitting, helping people quit porn like I'm doing. It doesn't have to be that, or it can be as small as I want to be a really good husband or father, or I want to be a professional welder or a cyclist or clothes designer or glasses person, whatever it is, guys. Like, your project is anything you want, okay? But it has to be something that is good for you and is good for the world. Emphasis on that. It's something that's good for you and good for the world. In other words, probably not video games, right? If you said my North Star is I'm going to play more video games, no, it's not going to work. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with video games, guys, or social media or all that stuff. But the issue is when you pair that with negative emotions and not figuring out exactly why you use porn and you run away to supernormal activity and stimulus like video games or social media or screens in general without ever figuring out why you're feeling an emotion in the first place. And when you pair those two things together, that's when disaster happens, right? So to recap, level one best goal to have is abstain for 30 days. 30 days, 4 weeks, that's it. Level two, forget about counting and start focusing on how do you maintain your integrity. Maintain your foothold here and just forget about the counting thing. Number three is how do you replace the negative of quitting porn with a positive of achieving something and accomplishing something with a specific project. And when you do those three things, you'll have porn mastery in a very short period of time. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.